Friday, November 3rd, 2023. Oh, to have hope. Yesterday, we prayed for the poor souls. Today, let us pray for the millions of poor souls who live throughout the world without an ounce of hope. In the novel and movie, The Shawshank Redemption, a lifelong convict, nicknamed Red, keeps telling his fellow prisoner, Andy, to stop talking about hope, since in prison, hope is a dangerous thing. It's better to live without hope than to have a hope that will torment you by virtue of its not being fulfilled. But then, at one point in the story, Andy barricades himself in the warden's office, flips on the Shawshank Prison PA system, and plays a portion of a Mozart opera, bringing the entire prison to a standstill as each prisoner listens to the aria. And even Red, the one who resisted all talk of hopes or dreams, could not resist this spot of beauty. And so Red muses, "I have no idea, to this day, what those two Italian ladies were singing about. I like to think they were singing about something so beautiful it can't be expressed in words, and it makes your heart ache because of it. I tell you, those voices soared higher and farther than anybody in a grave place who dares to dream. It was like some beautiful bird flapped into our drab little cage and made those walls dissolve away. For the briefest of moments, every last man at Shawshank was free." For 5 hours 20 years ago, I bounced around on a path along the sugarcane fields in the Dominican Republic as we went from town to town. In my nice air-conditioned SUV, hundreds and hundreds of Haitian faces without an ounce of hope peered into my eyes inside the SUV, their noses pressed against the window. All their faces were so hollow that I wondered if there was a soul inside their bodies. Were they searching to find hope in my eyes? They all cut sugarcane for 50 cents a day, as did their parents and grandparents, as will their children and their grandchildren. Not one of them had ever heard what those two Italian ladies were singing about. Something so beautiful, it can't be expressed in words, and it makes your heart ache because of it. You and I can criticize millions of people near and far from the United States for unsettling our lives with their demands on us. But have you lived your entire life without hope? What would be in your mind and heart right now if you had never, ever experienced hope in your life or heard those two Italian ladies singing? God cares about those in need, and so should God's family.